Now let's add a simple one-layer atmosphere to our model to stimulate Earth's system. The visible photons emitted by the Sun can travel without obstruction through the atmosphere and reach Earth's surface. In contrast, infrared photons and their energy are absorbed by the atmosphere and re-emitted. Because the atmosphere radiates equally both upward and downward, half of the infrared energy is emitted upwards and the other half downwards. The upward half energy escapes to space, but the downward half is absorbed by the surface, warming up the planet. Continuing with energy balancing, if the energy coming from the Sun is 238 watts per square meter, then the same must be emitted to space for the system to be balanced. Since the atmosphere radiates energy equally up and down, then 238 watts per square meter are also radiated back to Earth. This means that the Earth must radiate a total of 476 watts per square meter to be in energy balance with the 238 from the Sun and the 238 from the atmosphere. This radiation translates to a surface temperature of 30 degrees Celsius, which is 49 degrees higher than without an atmosphere. And now the planet can support life.